Most people are familiar about taking a road trip to Holland to see the tulips, but there's something different going on. Gwen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great today.
Gwen is the executive director of Tulip Time, which is also the Dutch Winterfest. We're talking about Holland, Michigan. I love Holland, Michigan. Thanks for joining us. What happens at the Dutch Winterfest?
It's a brand new celebration that we're putting into the holiday spirit this year. And it's got lots of great free family events as well as some newly curated events that Tulip Time is putting on. And we're really excited to partner with our local businesses and residents for a great gathering during the Christmas or holiday season.
Yeah, it's always so fun. Now, when we go to a Chris Kindle market here in Chicago, we're familiar with the Glühwein, you know, the hot, warm wine, or I guess warm wine. It's not necessarily hot, but you also have a tasting tour, and I'm reading that you can sip and savor Dutch beverages. What are Dutch beverages?
Well, there's a gin called Genever that's Dutch, and so that's just one example of some of the tastings that you will have, along with some Dutch pastries, some pig in the blankets, stroopwafels, really fun little experiences people can have in this tasting tour. You'll be on a little shuttle bus and go around town and hit a variety of different places.
So when does Dutch Winterfest start?
It starts December 2nd and goes through the 6th. And it's going to be a week of lots of activity for people, depending on the day you're here and what you want to do. So check it out and see what you might like to attend.
I would imagine there's going to be lots of lights, right? Lots of twinkling lights.
There are twinkling lights. The whole event really kicks off with our holiday parade downtown. It's a night parade, so everything's full of lights, and it's going to be a spectacular display of lights. We also have Delft downtown, so we are decorating one of our parks downtown in a Delft-style, large-scale ornaments, and they'll hang above you, and it's going to be really neat. I've seen many of them being made, and the artists have done a fabulous job.
What a great way to get people back into Holland. People who always make the annual trip to see the tulips now have a reason to come back. Hopefully, you'll have a little bit of snow on the ground, and I think it's just a great way to kick off the holiday season. Now, do you need a ticket? Is it free? How does this work?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. So there are some events that are free. There are some events that you do need a ticket for, and those would be found on our website at tuliptime.com. The weekend wraps up with Magic at the Mill, which is at our Windmill Island Park. The city puts on a light show there and lights up the windmill, and you do need tickets for that as well, and you get those right through the Windmill Island Garden website. So it depends on what you're looking for. Parade's free. Couple of events you might need to, you know, think about when you're here and get a ticket in advance.
Sounds fun. So tell everybody the website again.
Tuliptime.com, and it has a Dutch Winterfest tab. You can look at all the great events we have during that 5 days.
Wonderful. It sounds fun. Thanks for joining us, Gwen.
Thank you.
Road trip into Holland, Michigan for Dutch Winterfest.